כותבים בחוקי סי תלכו, ואת מצווי סי תשמרו ועשיסם מויסו. נסעתי גשמיכם בעיתו, ונוסנו האורץ, יבולו ועץ הסוד הייתן פיריות. להבטוחים בחוקוי סי תלכו ואיזה מצווי סי תשמרו ועשיסם מויסום. זה הקדוש ברוך הוא פרמיסס ונוסעתי גשמיכם בעיתום ונוסנו אורץ יבולו ועץ הסוד הייתם פיריות. זה ביוטיפול וורט ונחסם סייפר. נחסם סייפר פרק תקשה. Pasuk is promising to the people that are sitting and learning in Bechukai Sai Teleichu Ves Mitzvoi Sai Tishmoiru. Rashi says in Bechukai Sai Teleichu Arikim HaMitzvesom Romani Mekayim Shetiu HaMeilim Batoiro. Now we'll see what is the HaMeilim Batoiro, what Rashi means in Bechukai Sai Teleichu Shetiu HaMeilim Batoiro. But what the Pasuk says, ונוסעתי גשמיכם בעיתום ונוסנו האורץ יבולו ועץ הסוד הייתם פיריו. גשמיכם בעיתום means in the normal time when rain has to come. I will give the rain when rain has to come. So if you sit and learn in Yomel Betoiro, I will give the rain when the rain has to come. Fayda Chasim Sefer, this is a present. You know, if you be Amal B'Teira, so be alright. And if you will not be Amal B'Teira, I will punish you. The second part I hear, Hashem will punish us if we don't learn. But what is the promise? Where's the good Gishmak is Achim about if we're sitting in Amal B'Teira? Or rain when it has to rain? Shekech, you know. This is the Chul Aleph base. This is a present. So later we'll get to Volk Chaim Kanievsky in it. Amal, Zog de Chasim Sefer, the Gemara says, why sometime rain doesn't come down? Rashi and Bereshis. Ve'eid yal min ha'oretz. Rashi says there was no rain. Ve'odom ayin la'abud es ha'adomo. Rashi says, ve'ein odom she'ispalel al zeh. There's no person to daven to Hashem that rain will come. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops the rain sometimes because he's mis'avel et filoson shel tzadikim. And sometimes there's no rain because it's a punishment, but sometimes there's no rain because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'avel et filoson shel tzadikim. Like Rashi says in Bereshis, that before the Adam was created, Hashem never gave rain. Why? Ki Adam ayin la'abud es ha'adomo, there's no person to ask for it. Rain comes when you ask for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give kivyochol, the rain is there. That's the reason when it's atzilus k'shomim, right away you make tefillas. Falshim explained, even that sometimes worse things happen. But Geshem Hashem made his Kilu the Derech Ha'olam, and when he wants us to daven, to beg, to daven Shtalger, he adds that the rain doesn't come. So sometimes there's no rain, not as a punishment, just because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting is mis'avel et filoson shel tzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mis'avel et filoson shel tzadikim. This is the reason there's no rain. Zog de Chasim Sefer, in bechukoi say teleichu shetiyo amelim b'toiro, when a person is amel b'toiro, Hashem doesn't need davening. He doesn't need you to run here to daven, go up north, down north, to go to daven. This is for people that are not amel b'toiro, they think you have to find zgulas where to go to daven. Hashem doesn't want the davening, he doesn't need that davening. Guy leaves Bismarck, someone wants to take him by night to go somewhere. Shoite. Zog de Chasim Sefer. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Tfilat and Tzadikim comes when felt in Amolo Shel Teiro, felt in Yigiyosa Shel Teiro. So we need Tfilat and Shel Tzadikim. But if someone is Amol B'Teiro Kmo Yishe Tzorich, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need Tfilat and Shel Tzadikim. So Zog de Chasim Sefer, Chasim Sefer was Mekuruv to the Bismarck of Tfilas, אם בחוקוי סי תלכו שתהיו המילים בתאירה, the rain will come in the normal time. I will not need to change the rain. I don't need tefillas anymore. I have what I need. From the amolah shel teira, the ribbono shel olam gets everything what he needs. He doesn't need any more misaver at filos shel tzadikim. So this is the first im bechukayis etel eichu shetiyamerim bateira v'nasadik gishmeichem beitom. Im bechukayis etel eichu Rashi says shetiyu amelim bateira. So all of the mefoshim already are imen on it. It's a couple of kashas. First one shaila is, what is im bechukayis etel eichu shetiyu amelim bateira? Where you see in the words in Mechukai say Teleichu Shetiyu Amelim Bateira? Why the word Teleichu is coming to be Masbi? What is Amolo Shel Teira? Where Teleichu is Masbi Amolo Shel Teira? Where in Teleichu you see the Amolo Shel Teira? And the Teleichu you see Amolo Shel Teira? Where you see Amolo Shel Teira? Where you see Amolo Shel Teira in Teleichu? So Mefarshim explained that Teleichu means not someone that just sitting and learning, he's walking. This is the path. This is his Derech HaChayim. Amolo Shel Teira is a Metzius of Derech HaChayim. The Taz says, why im bechukai se teleichu? Shein ha-teiro miskayemes elo b'mi shemei misatzmo yoleo. Ma she'en ken eilu sheloimdi mitrichtaynu ve'enom yegeim bo. Someone is not omel b'teiro. He's not yogea b'teiro. Yeah, he comes to say it, he lives half an hour, disappears. He's not omel b'teiro. He's not yogea b'teiro. The teiro will never stay by him. He knows I have no shaykhes to teiro. The teiro is not miskayemes. The Torah is only miskayemes. The Torah only stays b'misha omel b'toiro, b'misha yogea b'toiro. Says the Gemara says, "Shalu es hachachorim ama of the oretz." Gemara says, "Shalu ibirchu b'toiro tchilo." Chal shalu ibirchu b'toiro tchilo. It's different pshatim. The Taz says a new pshat. We say in Birgas Torah. שקידשנו במצווה איסו וציוונו לעסוק בדברי תורה. לעסוק בדברי תורה. חייב הלושינר brings down that הקדום אל הסבר לצניוסה שהרבה פועמים they came מהשמיים to מגלה to the goyen soidas. And the goyen, but listen carefully, the goyen send away the magidim. He said, I don't want the magidim. איני רויצה אלו בתורה של עומר. What the goyen said? It's not even to know Shas if it's not Amolo Shel Teira. The whole Indian to know Shas is if it's Amolo Shel Teira. The Magidim will tell me the Teira, Ma Yeshli Mize. Not. Some people say, okay, Eina Chinami, but Chot Shino, I made Chazores, I made that. I know Gittin. I don't need you to know Gittin, Zogdim Goyen. You are Amol B'Teira or not? I said, even it's not for me. I'll be able to know the Masechta, I'll feel good. I'm not saying sometimes the kids also comes with Amol. The guy feels, you know, that's so important, the Knech. Man, the Reb Chaim Valoshina, the Goyen send away the Magidim. Any chofetz b'teira bli Amol. The Gemara says, listen carefully, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Eitz chaymi l'machazikim bo. It's chay oirich yomim biyemino bismoil oishor vekoved. And the Gemara says, some of the chay olam aminim bo, some of the moves lamasmilim bo. So Rashi pshat, some of the chay olam aminim bo, oiskim bechol koichom, loda asoido, ko odom amishtamish biyad yemin shuiko. It's chay milam aminim bo. Oiskim bechol koicho leida soido keodom sheoisek biyad yeminoi v'samach chayim. What is lamasmilim bo? She'einom oiskim bechol koicho. They learn, but not 10:30. Instead of 9 o'clock. These people, the Torah is taka samamoves for them. You can see it taka. It's only samachaim lamaminim bo she'oiskim bo bechol koicho leidasoido ke'odom she'oisik b'yad yamin. Rav Shach Udiel Polovich, I remember the bangs. Im bechukoi saite leichu she'tiyu ameilim b'toiro. If we believe Rashi, that these are the pshat, right? A lot of people don't agree with Rashi, that's a pshat de shalmikho. Yeah? You don't see them yet. Im bechukoi saite leichu she'tiyu ameilim b'toiro. Yeah? Posuk is mamshich. Ve'im bechukoi saite timosu, then all the klolas come. Im bechukoi saite leichu doesn't mean to learn. Doesn't mean to be a elechid. No, that's garnish. What is important? Shetiu amalim b'teir. Finish im bechukoi saite leichu elechid. Im bechukoi saite leichu shetiu amalim b'teir. Ve'im bechukoi saite timosu. What it means? To kick, to be a fryer. And what happens to someone in the middle? Im bechukoi saite leichu. Rashi says, no, not elechid. Amol shel teir, shvitz. Then all the good. And if you will hate it, all the klolas. What am I? I'm a beinoni. I'm a beinoni. I'm a beinoni. Shach said, "En kaze davar." A guy that is not omel b'teire is bechukoi saitimosu. A guy that is not Omel Batoiro, what happens in the end is Bechakoy Saitimosu. Don't think you could be in the middle. Rav Shach would not say it, I'll be scared to say this, such a thing over. As Rav Shach would say every year. There's nothing in between. Every person will feel his koyach. Every person will feel his koyach. But this is in Bechukoi Saite Leich. This is in Bechukoi Saite Leich. Shetiyu Amelim B'Teir. Taz is Mamshich. Odom Kiyomus Be'oyer Ein Divre Teir Miskaimim Elo B'mi Shemei Mis'atzmer Oleo. Ein Divre Teir Miskaimim Elo B'mi Shemei Mis'atzmer Oleo. This is the only way. So it's not stam, it's an extra thing. The Torah in Parshas Bechukoi say, when the Torah says, the way of a Yid, in Bechukoi say, Teleichu Sheti Amelim B'Torah, the Meir HaShe'orim says, why in Bechukoi say, Teleichu Sheti Amelim B'Torah? So why does it say, in Mishpotai Teleichu? Why does it speak about Chukim? Chukim is things that we don't understand. Why not to speak about Mishpatim? Chukim is the hard part. So the Meir HaShe'orim explains that the Iker HaMolo Shel Torah is where we don't understand. It comes to Halacha, it's very easy to people to sit and read Mishtabura. It's very easy. It's very practical. The real HaMolo Shel Torah is when you learn things that are not negeah, you know, the hava minev lishmo alibe de rabbe. It's learning l'shem learning. There is the real amolo shel Torah. Says the reason that amol ha-teira is called the choik, the reason amol ha-teira is called the choik, because what is choik? Choik is something that we don't understand. Choik is something that we don't understand. Mishpat is something that we understand. He says, learning Torah be'amolo shel Torah, it's something that doesn't make sense to us. It's very carefully. Because amolo shel Torah doesn't mean to know the information. It's to know the information that is not relevant to us. To sit and learn day and night. And even if you finish kol ha-teira, techazen, techazen, techazen. And even if a guy says, listen, how much of a chazan the computer knows better, so what is the point? When I have a shayla, I look it up, I find the computer, yeah? I will chazan shas 5,000 times, when I need a gemara, up to 1, 2, 3 in the computer, will come up. So why to remember shas? I'm only given computers. Avada nish. שידי ותרים מחודדים בפיחו שמשל לך עוד אמרת גם אם לא doesn't mean to buy a good עצר החוכמה, yeah? This is a חויק. This is a חויק. Guy says, I have now another couple of hours to Shabbos. I have to sit and learn. Why? This is a chayik. Doesn't make sense. The guy doesn't feel there's a difference for him. I will learn an extra hour, what will come out of it? What I will have from it? This is a chayik. This is a chayik. And in Mele, in Bechukoy Sayt Teleich, who's on the Moira Shorim, this is the reason it's a remez al Teira. A molo v'yegiyoso shel Teira doesn't make sense. It makes sense, we know that when a person learns, he changes and he grows. But the mahus to sit and learn, the mahus of a molo shel Teira, the mahus of yegiyoso shel Teira is b'pchinas choyk. It's not b'pchinas understanding. We mentioned a couple of times that they sisrid. We got to this inner that they sisrid in Megillah Daf Gimel. Moses said that when Yonos ben Uzziel was metargem es haTorah, ha'olam nizdaza Gimel Parsoes and Gimel Parsoes. Mi gila roz zeh lebonai. In our understanding, we don't understand why Yonos ben Uzziel is exactly a targum haTorah. How much we don't understand the Torah, but Yonos ben Uzziel doesn't make it so clear to us. But in their madreges, with Yonos ben Uzziel, it became very clear. So the oilom is nizdazo, arbamo is parso. Happened one more time when they were makriv, when the Beis Hamikdash was, the Romans were around Yerushalayim, and they wanted korbanos, and every day they took out a box full of gold, and they would give them a kol. Last time they gave him a chazir, and he put his Lofaim and the Choyma, and then also it happened. So the second time it happened when Yonos ben Uzziel was Metargim. So what? The first art school, Be'etza. Much more early, Yonos ben Uzziel. Nizdazo? Many people think you make a yomtiv. They just finished art school in Hebrew this week, yeah? They make a yomtiv, why are they trying to make a yomtiv? Zog the Yonos ben Uzziel, the Yomtiv Sisrid. שמאחשוב לא יעמלו בתוירו כמו שצורך. I'll say it in our words. In the Chukais, I will start to be smaller. So that's a molo shel Teira. Hashem says, I want hard work. This is what I need. Yonos ben, now with the art, it's going to be less a molo shel Teira. So the heter of our generation is, because without that, it will be even less maybe, yeah? But it's a zaitike heter. Now I know Hashem wants to work hard. A guy schwitzes an hour, he has him mechukai say teleichu. He's mekayim mechukai say teleichu. This is the kiyum. This is the matoro. We are in the years, I'm saying it's so important, we bnei teira are in the years sitting in yeshiva in the place of amola shel teira. We are the ones that protecting Klal Yisrael, that we're doing the B'chukai Say Teleichu Shetir Amelim B'teira. Not that people don't understand, you don't have to get married, it's Koilalim, give you like a couple of years, like a little shower to know Aloch and if someone in Chaval in the time to learn Gittin, you know, learn all these other things, and know the guy, then you feel, De'at Amin Chochim, I'm Am Ha'oretz. You're B'chukai Say Teleichu, he's not B'chukai Say Teleichu. If he's B'chukai Say Timosu, and that's Noch HaShayla. And this is the Teira. We have to know this is our emunah. In bechukai say teleichu shetiyu ameilim b'teira. So if someone makes a matzav in Klal Yisrael that everyone is learning, but less amola shel Teira, it's less bechukai say. It's less bechukai say. So I give out the gevul. I think from the Malbim says, im lomato Teira harbe. Yesh lecho socho harbe. sure Lomata Teira Harba Yesh Lechosocha Harba. What do you think that? Some people say, no, that word of Teira is so much Netzach. If I learn so much Teira, what is so much? Yeah, no worry, Hashem has enough to give to everyone. Says, a person that learns only a couple hours, so he gets paid for the couple hours that he learned. Because he doesn't show that he doesn't have nothing else chutz from Teira. But im lomato Teira harbe, you're showing that you tried to pack in how much Teira that you could. How much Teira that you could, you're trying to pack inside. Im lomato Teira harbe, noizim chaschocha harbe. Then the volume of Torah that you will get is without a shiur. Without a shiur. So someone will ask, so what is the Indian taka that will be hard to learn and to understand? It doesn't make sense. It's the Indian that will be hard. It's the Indian. Ono ameilim ve'em ameilim. Why ono ameilim? What if a guy is not over? Easy for him. No. Hashem said, don't worry, I'm promising I'll make it hard to everyone. Someone says, you know, for me, Baruch Hashem, I'm genius, computer head, everything is good, I'm in a good mood, it was never hard for me. I'll time it, it will not go. Why? Maybe it's pshati. This is a choik. This is kipshuta. This doesn't make sense. This taka doesn't make sense. A moral shel Torah is a choik. This is what Hashem wants from us. To learn day and night. So what people came, and they mamash took b'chukko Yisai, and they spoiled it. To themselves, to the crowd, to everyone. And they tried to explain, the most important is to know the information. You learn it like this, nothing comes out of it, a shot of the tzeit. It's a waste. It's divrei shtus. I've had a person also has to know what to do. But it's divrei shtus. A person has to know. It's a mitzvah to know kala terikum. It's also one of mitzvah. I'm sure it's a mitzvah to know kala terikulo. But nishma ben asos. Chefzev learning Torah is also to know what to do, yeah? If a person doesn't try to do mitzvahs, you can't learn, because the whole thing is to learn Teiras Hashem, what you do in everything. So it's like a catch-22, Azai, yeah? The whole idea of Teira is to know what to do the mitzvah. But you don't learn because you have to know what to do the mitzvah. You have to learn because it has to be hard for you to learn. And if someone made it easier for you, the soul starts to shake, like Chazir. If someone makes it easier to learn, it's Chazir. So I guess that's why they say shir, yeah. It's a lot of questions, yeah? But you say that vori. So when someone has it hard, and he's working hard to learn, he doesn't have to feel bad. He's exactly in the right frame. This is the system. One is hard for him to understand, one is hard for him to understand, it doesn't make a difference. And one doesn't have the Rashi. And he's Omer B'Teira. And all our Omer B'Rab Kivegi went before he started, right? But we feel good that we're Omer B'Teira. And this guy, when you start, when you finish, he starts. When you start, he finishes. But that's it. B'chukai Seti Aleichu. Chaim Kanievsky says here on the parasha something very scary. And we don't like to hear in our generation. He says, it's two parshas in the Torah. It's parshas Kiseitze. And it's Parshat B'chukoi Yisrael. And Kiseitze is so much nice broches to the people that keep the mitzvahs. Baruch Atah B'Veyecho, Baruch Atah B'Tzisecho, Baruch Atah B'Tanecho M'Shaltecho. Mamesh, broches. B'chukoi Yisrael is so poor. Im B'chukoi Yisrael Tileichu, so what Hashem will give us? Look to the list, the shopping list. Nasati Gishmeichem Be'ita, will rain, okay? Dafni Shabbin, so again to up north, yeah? Benos Nahor et Pirio, Vihisig lochem daish es botzir, botzir yasig ezo, achaltem lachtachem leseiva, vishavtem leveta. You will have what to eat, oichel kimo misborich b'meo, rashi, pseido, venesati shalom b'oret, vishachavtem vein machri, uredavtem esoivichem, and they will not manage. ויפונסי עליכם ויפרסי עליכם וירבסי עליכם והקימויסי ואכלתם יושר נושם ונוסעתי משכוני בסריכם ובסמיקדוש ויסלחתי בסריכם וביגוד אני השם. So what we got? A little bit of water to spritz in the top. So, there'll be no wars, don't worry. There'll be no wars. If someone will start up with you, you'll chase him. No problem. And Pashas Kiseitze, you listen. What happened to all the brachas here? Nothing. They promise you, don't worry. It'll be rain, it'll be what to eat. You're not starved, don't worry. And if someone will start up with you, you'll run, he'll run away. And you know what? It'll be a Bisa Migdash there. Zog the Chaim Kanievsky, no, it's scary and we don't want to hear it. Nothing more from that. Because it's not a brocha to loim the Torah to have money. Amon Shel Torah do not want to have the money. First say it, then believe it, yeah? There is someone who does the mitzvahs, a lot of promises. Amon Shel Torah? Oyuvai vai if they will have money. Chaim Kanievsky in Time of the Call. Shmuel Ozovsky also said it. Brings down the Medrash of Shimon Bar Yochai. The Talmidim came to Shimon Bar Yochai, said the Medrash, and it was one Talmid that, you know, he went to Chutz Loretz and he came back, he made money. Gewaltig gesagt, the night is also there, you had to go, you know, you had to go to America to make money. He came back and he made money. Raw Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. I didn't see now inside, I'm just saying it from the memory. It's a medrash rabbi. Raw Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that all the Talmidim are a little jealous. You know, the guy who I said, he has money. You know, they started to think, maybe, you know, Ben Asdorim, Alay, Nechvesnish, yeah? You know how it goes, yeah? Here and there. The Raw, he saw that the Talmidim are starting. He called the Talmidim and he took them out to Biko Achas, like a big valley. Omar, Biko, Biko! He smiled, Dain Rezov. He tchilo moishechesu mismalas din Rezov. The whole Biko became full with coins of gold. Omar lehem Talmidai misheroitze yocholikach. If you want, you can take. Once in life opportunity. Omar lehem aval deu lochem. Mi sheloikeach kan loikeach mishom. But if you take here, it's missing there. Hinichu kulam v'chazru lilmeter. I said this shmuz once, so a rich person came over to me, so you want all of my money now? I said, first, I for sure don't want it, yeah? Maybe give it to Chatzkol, yeah? I said, I'm not saying that now a person that Hashem, Nebuch, gave him money, has to throw away his money. Maybe not. Maybe not. The time it was, and this Talmid, Sheholach Lechutz Loretz. And I mean it to say like this. Every person has to ask his rabbein when time comes in life, what is his chiyuv ishtadlus? What is his chiyuv? What he has to do? Every person has to ask his rabbein. But when a person goes out of his way to make money, he really wants, Hashem gave him, and he does the right ishtadlus. You know, it's very hard to answer exactly the mos. Is oichel misham, Shemarchai told him. Is oichel misham. Kol oilom nizoin bishvil chanino bni. Vechanino bni dai loy bekav charuvi me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. I was a little kid. I'll tell you, I was a kid. Yeah. So I believe that, you know, every word of Torah is Olam Umloya. Olam Umloya. Yeah. I was brought up, I think, 7 years old already. I knew that every word of Torah is worth everything in the world. That I think even a 7 years old could believe. But I'm not saying I was not so stark all of my ashkofa. So sometimes when I wanted something, I thought of Rav Meir Shlomo, you know what? Take one word that I was saying now a pasuk. Take one word of it. You know, I know one word is worth billions. Give me 100,000 out of it. And I just said, "Daven to Hashem." I wanted to go somewhere. My friend said, "There's no money." I would say a mishneh. I say, "Hashem, take one word. I know one word is billions. Give me 100,000 from Al Cheshbon." Say, "I'm giving 100,000. You know, one word is worth everything, right? So in one word, I can have a trip, I can have a vacation, I can go to camp, I can do everything. One word." And I really believed in it. And I remember I would cry and daven to Hashem. I don't understand. I'm asking, I said, you know what, I'll learn tonight another extra. I will stay awake late by night. I will learn an extra mission. I said, Hashem, I have an extra mission in my account. Take one word out of it. I believe that one word is worth more than everything. I grew, I understood that it's not the way to daven. Yeah? But when I was 7 years old, I remember even where I had a place that I would daven every time. I loved snow when I was a little kid. So it didn't snow enough in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? I stayed awake, I learned the whole Mishnah. I said, Rav Meir Shlomo, you could cover the whole world with snow with this Mishnah. And the snow never came. I remember I was so frustrated. I was so frustrated. But and I knew my Emunah is right. And I knew that Mishnah is enough. I said, Hashem, I'm asking to take one word of the Mishnah. Take the whole Mishnah. And also it never came. And I'm coming to answer why the tefillahs were not niskavo, yeah? But I want to explain one thing. Remember that. V'chanino b'ni day lebekav charuvi me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Hashem can't take one word from Reb Chanin and give him a little bit of ammo to eat. Damn, you know, why he has to suffer? Can't sit there comfortable. Malabatish a house. The whole world means every building and every apartment and every money in the world is b'schus v'chanino b'ni. The whole world is driving cars, having houses, going to vacation. Chanin Abni doesn't have what to eat, a kav charuvi. Hard fruit. Today it's shav and bug, we don't need it, yeah? Erev Shabbos is a gantzach. Hot rachmon is a fair. Vaistois, Hashem really loved him. And he didn't give it. It's hard. It's hard to understand that, and it's for sure hard to live in it, especially in our generation. And I'm not trying, and I'm not talking, I'm speaking Ashkofe. Sometimes Chumashir, especially in Parshat B'chukos, there has to be a Shpita Ashkofe. I'm not telling you now change. But if this Ashkofe will be inside your head, it'll be easier for you to pass life. We're not holding the Madrega to say no for the money. We're not holding it. Don't fool yourself where you're not holding. Don't fool yourself where you're not holding. If we're not holding there, we're not holding there. But what is chashuv? What is important? What is really important? What is really important? What is really important is Torah. And Bechukos, I'm saying, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it the entire Medekro. There's nothing here in the parsha. Only thing is, you will have rain, you will have food, don't worry, and if someone starts up, you'll run after him, you'll chase him. So this is the Mechukais Etelecho. He was sure, gold and silver. It's Chas V'Sholem. To be a Klolefelem the Tehler. Klolefelem the Tehler. Say over to my maisim, this Indian, that Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Reb Chaim Brisker, the Netziv, from Volozhin, Reb Chaim was an einikol from the Netziv. The Netziv was the Rosh Hashiva. Reb Chaim was an einikol. And they sent the Esreg, you know, that was hard to get the Esreg, it was Esreg from Eretz Yisrael. The Netziv got an Esreg, it was Motzei Shvitz. So the Netziv told Reb Chaim Brisker, you know, I have a Choshev Esrei from Eretz Yisrael. So Reb Chaim said, it's okay, I'll manage, I don't need this year. Okay, so he begged him. So he told him, because the Ma'is in Eretz Yisrael is Shvi'is, Motzei Shvi'is, Lefi the Rambam. Kids, I'm a Sufi, you can make a bracha on the Esrei, but mainly I don't want this Esrei. So the Netziv said, 1 second, if you have a Shaila, maybe also I can make a bracha. So 12 o'clock by night, there's a knock on Reb Chaim's door. The Zayde, the Netziv, wants to speak to you. Goes back to the Netziv. The Netziv tells him, tell me over the whole Shtikotei. I want to take it over tonight to see if you're right or wrong. If not, I'll have to get a new Esrei. Reb Chaim tells him, I have an hour to Shtikotei. Zayde. Comes 4 o'clock in the morning. Chaim gets another knock. And the tzib wants to hear exactly. Chaim runs to the house and says, what happened? You know? So the tzib said, no, just say it over again because I'm busy thinking about it. So Chaim said, okay, just 1 second, just let me to say Birkas HaTeira. So the tzib started to cry. And the tzib says, we're talking about the person that will be the Gadol HaDor. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, he was sleeping already. What kind of generation is coming to come up? I'm crying a Klal Yisrael. This is it. There's no chance for Klal Yisrael. The Gadol HaDor is sleeping before 4 o'clock in the morning. Say the famous Maise, that Shabin HaRov was sleeping Shabbos afternoon. And he heard a knock on his door. Another knock. Okay. After 20 knocks, he goes to the door. He sees a little Yerushalmi kid, 5 years old. His voice feels the ingo, what do you want? He says, Rashi, I'm really Chumash Rashi. It's like, I couldn't have a pshat. I came to ask the Rav. So, Shabin HaRov tells the kid, and for that you had to wake me up? He said, what? Did Shabin HaRov sleep Shabbos afternoon? But Shabin HaRov never went to sleep again Shabbos afternoon. He said, if a kid understands that Shabin HaRov can't sleep Shabbos afternoon, so I have a right to go to sleep Shabbos afternoon? A little Yerushalmi kid, 5 years old, understands that the Shabin HaRov doesn't sleep Shabbos afternoon. So I could sleep Shabbos afternoon? And from then the Shabin HaRov never went to sleep Shabbos afternoon. The Medrash Pliya, Rabbi Yonasan Abish, it says in the Posuk, Perek Chovot, Posuk Dalet, Venosati Gishmeichem Beito, Venosati Anivalei Malach, Beito Belele Shabbos. It's not so schwer, the Maisa Bino Mavtech Kshomim was not given to no one else. But Venosati Anivalei Malach, Beito Belele Shabbos, Beito Belele Shabbos. So Rabbi Yisrael Abishit says the Medrash brings down Shalo Shal Tafrinis Echod Es Rabbi Akiva. Im ki divreichem shaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemer Shabbos al yirdu kshamim b'Shabbos. If Hashem is Shemer Shabbos, so how it rains on Shabbos? And the Medrash has a lot of these kind of questions. There's a lot of oimek in these things, but let me get into it without oimek. Yeah. Two people live in a house, there's a shaylah from Erev Chatzeres, right? But if one person owns the whole chotzer, there's no shaylah from Erev Chatzeres. Hashem owns the whole world, so for him it's not oitzo. As we would say, as I gave this. So he said, this is the pshat in the medrash, Rabbi Yonasan Abishit. V'nosati ani v'lei maloch, v'mele b'lele shabbos, I could give the rain. V'alat ani v'mele I could give it. It says, Venastem and the Klolis. Venastem ve'en roidef. You will run away and no one will chase you. Venastem ve'en roidef. You will run away and no one will chase you. Like Chovot Pasuk Yuzayin. So the Shaila is, what kind of Klol is it? You will run away and no one will chase you. I think it's more Klolis, no one will chase you, no? So one Vol de Velt says, if you run away when no one chases you, 24 hours you're running away. When someone has to chase you, not every time he's around. The klala is that the whole time you feel chased. But the Biskerov said a givaldi kazach. Biskerov said, Ezadin loikim yevakesh esnirdov. A person that is chased, Hashem looks after him. even if he's bad. Or Elohim Yevakesh es Nedav. Or Elohim Yevakesh es Nedav. Valo Elohim Yevakesh es Nedav. Valo Elohim Yevakesh es Nedav. So it's a special klole venaste ve'en roidav. The same was once in Brisk. Hasifa against something. And one of the people that came to the room were from the Maskilim. So the Askonim started to whisper to the Maskilim, we have to kick him out of the room now. Maskilim says, don't kick him out. If you kick him out, you make him a nirdaf. And Elohim Yevakesh is nirdaf, we will not manage to win. You have to know, sometimes when you have to fight someone, if you make him a nirdaf, Elohim Yevakesh is nirdaf. So Miskarov said, so here in the Klala Hashem says, I will make you to run away without no one running after you, so you will not be a nirdaf. May the value will not be a nirdaf. Then as one Razach, it says in the end of the parsha, Va'avadetem bagoy. Rashi says, Ka'aveido. Perek Chovov, Posuk Lamedches. ועבדתם בגויים ואכלתם ואוכלו אסכם ארץ ריביכם. ועבדתם בגויים כשתהיו פזורים, תהיו אבותים זה מזה. ואוכלו אסכם אלו המסים בגוי לו. So the portion say, ועבדתם, you'll be lost. ועבדתם בגויים. You will be lost. So before Shem say, Aveda, if it's simonim, you every time could get back the Aveda. If it's no simonim, you cannot get back the Aveda. There's no way to get it back. Shem says, the getter of the klolos will be that will be like Aveda. But it's important to a person every time to leave on himself simonim. If a person leaves on himself simonim, so he'll be father. He's makbi to learn. He's trying to show him. A person goes to the galus and he's not, so then ain't a chanami. Then ain't a chanami, he loses everything. But if how much is in the galus and the aveide, he keeps the simonim, then the Rebbeinu Shalom Be'ez Hashem will find him and will bring him back.